Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, what do you think is going to happen in Fast and Furious 9?
Family are back for the 10th installment in the Fast and Furious franchise. Yeah. We had number one, The Fast and the Furious.
Of course.
Then we followed that up with Too Fast, Too Furious.
Well, yeah.
Then we had The Fast and the Furious.
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift.
Excuse me.
Then we followed up with a fourth installment called Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Fast Five. Then we had Furious 6.
Uh-huh.
Then we had Furious 7.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had The Fate of the Furious.
Oh,
then we
title.
Had
oh
Fast
God.
And Furious Hobbs and Shaw.
Uh-huh.
Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Uh-huh.
And now we've got Fast and Furious 9.
So, I have only ever seen one Fast and the Furious film, and that is number 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is by far, I can happily say, the best franchise that we as a human race have created. I will stand on, I will stand on this hill and die on here, having only seen one of these films.
They're all good. There's not a bad one. That's the trick. That's the trick of the franchise.
There's plenty of bad ones, but they're very early on.
Yeah. So you don't think about them.
Yeah. So The Fast and the Furious is basically a riff on Point Break, where an undercover cop befriends a gang member.
But instead of surfers, they're street racers.
Yeah.
The first one, anyway.
Yeah. And then they stop a plan to steal DVD players.
And in the most recent one, Don Toretto's brother, played by, you can't see him, John Cena.
this is Fast 9. Yeah.
This is Fast 9, has returned, or we don't know where from, with the help of Charlize Theron, super hacker.
whose name is Cypher or Cyber?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
To take down La Familia, the gang of superheroes / car people.
Enthusiasts.
And they, this time, and there's a lot of emphasis on it in the trailer, and I really like it, there's magnets. If there's one thing we know is coming, it's magnets. And they're doing a lot of cool stuff with magnets. And
Oh my God, I am so sorry, everyone. We've got the title of this film all wrong.
Oh.
It's not called Fast and Furious 9. It's simply called F9, The Fast Saga, also known as Fast and Furious 9.
F9, The Fast Saga. You know something I love about movies this year? Is that they're dumb. But, like, it's great. Like, I don't know what happened in I do know what happened in 2020. But all of a sudden, it's like it's the 80s again.
Yeah.
And we don't want to think about our films. We just want to see cool stuff happen. And we're getting it.
Good.
Godzilla v. Kong.
Great.
Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
And now this.
No, you're right. Like, there was this kind of, like, no, every movie needs to be cerebral. We need to think about it. We've got to have all these kind of, like, big moral dilemmas. We need to have, like, we need to have a moral dilemma in our superhero films.
Yeah.
And we're just like, do we? What if we have truck fall from height?
Yeah.
But the thing that sets Fast and Furious, aside from any other silly action franchise, and I mean, like John Wick, that's because it's so violent, has a darker edge to it. And also the motivations are like, I mean, that's a sad fucked thing.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious, I honestly believe Vin Diesel thinks he is changing the world forever with these films.
And I would say he's not obviously incorrect.
I would also say that if you asked if his Fast, the La Familia was blood related to him, he would say yes.
I think if you said, Vin Diesel, what do you think heaven will look like? He would say, I am part of this franchise of films.
He would just gesture to a row
to
of
a
DVDs.
DVD box set. Yeah, up to and including Fast the Furious 8 and Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah, yeah.
Almost every movie in the franchise ends or begins with a barbecue, often both of the familia together, drinking beers and having a laugh about their adventures or their previous adventures.
Is this just sitcom rules?
Kind of.
Nothing really changes?
No, things change.
Okay.
Things change, but it doesn't really mean... It's more like a soap opera, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I mean, we have a long lost brother returning. Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Yes, this is a soap opera.
People got lost memory twice. Bad guys become good guys. Good guys become bad guys.
Oh yeah, actually, that's a good point. So something that there's a lot going on in this franchise that will be hard. We're gonna have to address because it will definitely come into nine.
Yeah,
F9. Because starting from Fast and Furious 3, mm-hmm. so Tokyo Drift, mm-hmm. we start killing characters and then bringing them back.
Yeah. Okay.
So the end of Tokyo... Oh, also Joel Zammett. yeah. I went through the release order of the films. That's not the chronological of the franchise.
No, no, of course
not. So you see Tokyo... Fast and
so if I was to do like how you people are like, oh, the best way to watch a Star Wars is to do like...
Well, the correct way to watch... there's two ways you can watch Fast and Furious. You can go... The Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, Fast 5, Furious 6, Furious 7, The Fate of the Furious, Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, and then F9, The Fast Saga. Mm-hmm. Or you could watch it in the story, like the chronological order of the film story, I guess, which is The Fast and the Furious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
That makes sense, yes.
Yeah. Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Fast 5.
Okay, so go 5. Yep, okay.
Furious 6.
So mm-hmm. 1, 2, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, 1, 2, 4, 5,
1, 2,
6.
4, 5, yep. 6. Yeah.
3.
Yeah.
7, 8.
7, 8. Okay.
That's how they were required.
What if I just came in and watched 8?
That's fine, too.
You came in and watched 8, that's fine. You just wouldn't know about the character Han, who is killed in the third film, then is just back in the fourth film, back in the fifth film. Almost dies in the sixth film.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the sixth film says, I'm going to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Dies in Tokyo.
Dies in Tokyo. But then come back in...
You'll love this because they retcon his death.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He dies in Tokyo. Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
But then at the
Does
end...
Did he drift too much?
No, he gets hit by a car.
Yeah. Was that car drifting?
No, I think
he might have been drifting in a car just like T-Bone.
Okay, as long as there was a drift involved.
Yeah.
Then, the end of Furious 6, there's a post-credit scene.
Oh, yeah.
That is that scene again.
Shot differently.
Yeah. And the car plows into it, and then it pulls up, like the camera focuses on Jason Statham driving the car, getting revenge for his brother.
Mm-hmm. So Han killed his brother?
No. Han was involved in injuring his brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's how we like, that's why we think Jason Statham bad guy.
Yeah, well, he is a bad guy.
Okay.
But then he becomes a good guy.
Yeah, that's another thing that happens.
So Jason Statham, we're like, he's a bad guy and this is his motivation?
Yeah.
Was he like a bad guy and then he's like even more of a bad guy?
Basically, look, you've watched the Fast 9 trailers, and this is before we even get into speculation.
Yeah.
This is just trying to get you up to speed.
Yeah.
From the Fast 9 trailer, you wouldn't notice it, but for a brief period in the Fast saga, I guess, there was two rival families.
Yeah.
There was La Familia and then also... British cunts.
With the Helen Mirren being Helen like, Mirren. Hey, mum, I've got a problem. And she's like, it's all right, son.
Yeah.
Helen Mirren and her two sons, Jason Statham and...
I know who he is, but can't recall his name.
Luke?
I don't know.
And also Vanessa Kirby is their sister.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So they keep introducing this crime family, but then the end of a film turns one of them good into the La Familia.
It happened 3 times. this might be the third time with Helen Mirren, who appears to be part of La Familia.
Are they doing it like, say, how we join medieval houses where we get one person from one house to marry another person in the other house, and that's how we join family? Or is it just more of a gentleman agreement?
Yeah, somehow there's always a larger threat.
And also The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, or AKA Agent Hobbs is the villain of Fast 5.
Yeah. But he's
a
hero.
Well, he's a cop.
In 6,
but they're villains.
Oh.
They're criminals. But they're good criminals.
What do you mean criminal? He's agent.
Yeah, no, well, no. I mean, the La Familia are criminals.
Yes.
And Hobbs is a cop.
Yes.
But he's trying to stop their criminal activity, but it's good criminal activity.
Oh, yeah. You understand.
Yeah.
Sometimes
Gal Gadot is in
good.
These movies?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Just checking. Yeah. She's dead now, basically.
She'll be back.
She could be back.
She'll probably be back in 10. She could be back in 9.
She could be back in 9.
There you go. First speculation.
honestly, you're opening with that. You think Gal Gadot
as Wonder Woman or as her character?
No, as her character from the Fast series, the Fast saga. I think first prediction.
Gazelle, I'm pretty sure her name is.
Post credit sequence, Return of Gazelle.
What is she in the Fast saga?
I cannot recall.
She's Han's. I don't know if it's Han's. Girl, see, I haven't seen that movie in a while. Can't remember if she's just like, she's paired up with Han a lot. Can't remember if they're boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think they are because she gets killed by getting run over by a plane.
Mm-hmm. Was anyone drifting?
No, there was no drifting.
The plane was on a very long runway.
Yeah, an absurdly long runway. It's so long that you're like, did they turn around? You know, for the sake of having the sequence, they were like, nobody's going to care. And I don't.
Luke Evans is the other family member. His name is Luke.
Okay. That's good.
So Luke Evans, Jason Statham, Helen Mirren.
Is Luke Evans also bald?
No. He's got short, like very short hair.
That's good. But Charlize Theron's character, who was introduced two movies ago.
You know this guy.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah.
So Charlize, that was when I watched.
Yeah, okay, well, she's back, which is great. I think she creates
cars that have no drivers and then have a car waterfall.
This time it's magnets. But what I like about this is it means that we're getting a proper... So, like, the Fast and the Furious movies have always been trending towards superhero films, effectively. Yes.
But, oh, I know. Like, again, there's nothing as beautifully shot as when Dom Toretto maybe went rogue and goes evil, and they have to, all of them, get their cars to shoot harpoons into his one car, and then he Hulk smashes out of the chains using his car. It is just...
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I've never seen something as magical as that in cinema.
Superhero movies... I feel like the innovation sometimes isn't there.
Yeah.
In a way that it's so at the forefront of the Fast series. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's... Every scene is like, they're like, what's the craziest thing we can do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just do it.
It's you know, like, when you're young and you have like Tonka trunks or like Matchbox cars and you're playing around with them. And in reality, they're just hunks of metal and plastic that you're moving around with your hands. But in your mind, in your imagination, they're doing flips.
Yeah.
They're defying the laws of gravity and all that kind of stuff. You're having the best time and you're just smashing trucks into each other. They're not, like, visually, if someone's watching from the outside, they're like,
they can't see you're
in a world. Idiot.
He's
just smashing like trucks around. He ain't really doing anything. But in your mind's eye, it is incredible. I have never been as close to that and witnessing that as I was watching a Fast and the Furious film. It is beautiful.
I would strongly recommend you watch Fast 5 and Furious 6. Mm-hmm. And maybe, I guess, Furious 7 as well. Because, like, the arc, you get a bit of a layover. So I don't know why anyone would care about speculation of Fast 9 if they care about spoilers for the other 8 films.
Yeah.
But Lottie, Michelle Rodriguez's character, dies in Fast and Furious, so the fourth one.
Back
in the fifth one, no memory, doesn't know who she is, villain.
Yes. This is just a combination of soap operas and X-Men.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Which is also a soap opera.
They also, in the fifth one, like do a bank heist in Rio. And instead of, they can't figure out how to rob the bank, so they just take the vault.
I do love a heist. And
they drive the vault with two cars. It's incredible.
Yeah, and they're just slamming into stuff.
How
Rock's
did I
there
miss
being
these
furious.
Oh.
Then in the sixth one, The Rock has a fist fight at the start of the film, but gets put in hospital because he loses the fight because he gets hit with a grenade and blown out of a window.
That was not how I was expecting a fight to end.
He's winning.
You wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, because you've got The Rock in a fist fight. They keep making him do his famous wrestling moves. He does a rock bottom at one point. Anyway, he gets blown out of a window. Then he goes to hospital. And then at the end of the film, they need him for the final fight. So he's talking to his daughter. And then he flexes out of an arm cast and said, Daddy's got to go to work.
Yeah.
Then later on, jumps onto a helicopter, breaks the turret off, and then jumps out of the helicopter and uses it to shoot stuff.
It's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
There's really no other films like this.
No.
And I think they get looked over because people see them. They're like, oh, they're like meathead films. They're not. This is art.
They're also the most endearing films because every single person is putting their heart and soul into everything.
They're so earnest and genuine. There's not a trace of irony. Never are they like, oh, look at this ridiculous shit we're doing. They're just like, yes, accept it.
Or alternatively, they give that line when they're like, look at all this ridiculous shit they're doing to Ludacris and Tyrese Gibson. Tyrese especially, who has no... on-screen appeal at all. He'll be like, what do you mean we're going to space now? And Ludacris will be like, shit. And then it'll just happen. And
we're using
like,
magnets now? Shit. That's it. And it rolls.
Ludacris also, the trajectory of him in these films is, I think he starts in Too Fast and Furious as just like a like he's their tech mechanic guy. Now he's like a computer hacker and scientist, basically.
It doesn't matter.
No,
that's the beauty of
who's
it.
Who are having a beef with Dom
In real life?
Yeah, in Vinny D.
Okay, so Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson have had a falling out. So speculation number one, and this is baseless to the max, I think, and this was already speculated when it happened, that it was fake.
Okay,
and The Rock is digging deep into his
wrestling roots.
And I think that even though Dwayne The Rock Johnson is not in this film, he will be in this film, but not in like a big role, because the Fast and the Furious movies are just chill with throwing in random cameos.
Yeah, yeah.
And like bringing characters back for one scene. They did it in like Furious 6 or 7 as well. There was another.
I know the one you mean.
Eva Mendes just comes back randomly because she was a police officer in one of the really early films. And then she's just working with The Rock later on in a post-credit scene or very late in the film scene. For no reason.
Right. Yeah.
And she's like, at this point, very famous.
Yeah.
Just thrown her in.
No, but I think The Rock will be back in some capacity.
Has Wyatt Russell been in this franchise series? Kurt Russell's boy?
Kurt Russell has.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's coming.
And Scott Eastwood has.
Yeah.
Because they brought Scott Eastwood in as Kurt Russell's. So it was Mr. Nobody, which is who Kurt Russell plays.
Of course.
Little Nobody, I think is his name, which was Scott Eastwood's character. And I think they kind of dabbled with using him to replace Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Not as
Paul Walker, but in the same kind of role.
Brian.
Brian, yeah. Yeah.
But just to, like, kind of fill that role, and then, like, didn't work too well. So they're just like, whatever. Just
don't worry about him.
Don't worry about
him. He'll be back for capacity. Something.
Another thing that's happened recently, and the director and writers have come out and said that they envision this to be the first film in the final trilogy of Fast films.
No, don't make an end.
They won't. They've said this before.
Oh, so I think 10 and 11 are filming back to back.
Yeah.
As like a two-part
finale. I think 4 and 5 did too, also, from memory.
As also a finale.
Well, no, I think 4 and 5... But I think with 4 and 5, I remember reading somewhere that they were like, well, we had the tank scene and we had the plane scene and we wanted them to be in the one movie. And we were like, that's a lot of crazy scenes for one movie. Let's make two. So they made two.
Is it Fast? Yeah, it would be. It's either Furious 6 or Furious 7 where they drive a car through a skyscraper.
That's 7.
Yeah.
That's Furious 7. And it's incredible.
So it's in... Abu Dhabi.
I think it's Abu Dhabi.
Two skyscrapers and there's a car.
And they're on a bit of an angle and they just threw all three. It's incredible. Here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Why has Dom's brother returned?
Teamed up with Cypher
to take down Dom Toretto.
To assassinate him for reasons unknown.
He says, I've always lived in your shadow. Mm-hmm. Does that mean it's Dom is the older brother?
Yes.
I mean, in the trailer, he says, hey, little brother.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't pick up on that.
So, we could get like a flashback to like Fast and Furious
like babies? Yeah. Fast and Furious. Yeah. It's just Dom Toretto's head on a baby's body. Yeah. That would look so.
Look who's talking style.
Yeah.
It could be as like when Dom got into like street racing. They might try
that
something
would be cool.
That would be brave now, which will be to. Like kind of circle and tight, remind everyone of the Fast
the roots of the Fast.
Remember we were street racing and DVDs.
And the trailer does reference that because he says, "I used to live my life a quarter mile."
That's
at a
true,
time, which is a quote from the first one.
And every movie kind of does have that scene. It's gotten more and more elaborate where they do just street race. I think it's in. It's either 7 or 8.
He's definitely in the one that I have seen.
Where they, is at in the Cuba? Yeah. They're doing this. Yeah. So
and he's got the shit car and it catches fire and then he finishes the race in reverse.
So it has gotten crazy.
So, yes.
But they still do occasionally return to their street racing roots. It wouldn't be out of the question. It would be weird, you're right, to be like, you were a better street racer than me, Dom. And he's like, well, now you teamed up with a cyber terrorist that they meet. That's an escalation. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's possible.
Something, and the reason, okay, so here's the reasons why I think it's going to tie in a little bit more to Hobbs and Shaw than we're expecting.
Oh.
In the trailer, we see Jacob, which is the name of, so Jacob Toretto, who is old mate, can't see me,
John Cena.
John Cena's character.
Ba-da-da, yeah.
Yeah. He catches a car.
It's pretty good.
In Hobbs and Shaw, the main villain is sort of, which is...
He's a super soldier. Idris Elba
is kind
That's
of super
true.
Soldier.
And at the end of Hobbs and Shaw, they... maybe I'm misremembering this, but I could not be. It's more likely I am than I'm not. But nevertheless, they hear like a disembodied robotic voice that is like, I'll take you down, Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
So, and we don't really know the origin of that voice, but... It's a robotic voice, probably Cypher or Cyber.
Cypher. Definitely Cypher.
So that means that theoretically, you're right, that could be Cypher is funding a group of super soldiers, including Jacob. Not Jacob. What's his name? No, you just Jacob. Said it.
John Cena?
Yeah.
Idris Elba?
Wait.
No, John Cena.
Jacob Toretto?
Jacob Toretto.
That confused me because you said Jacob. No, you just said it. I was like, Jacob. I definitely said Jacob.
You said Jacob.
Oh, Jacob,
that's right,
yes.
I just think Edward and.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good.
I think that what we're building to is, so I mentioned this just before, which is that Jason Statham, which is Shaw. What's his first name? It's a dumb name.
Bernard? No. Richard?
It's Deckard. Deckard Shaw.
That's it.
Killed Han.
Mm-hmm.
And Han is back now.
Yeah.
And there was a fan petition when Hobbs and Shaw was announced.
Yeah.
Making a hero out of Jason Statham's character is rough because Deckard Shaw is a villain and he killed the fan favorite character, Han.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In this, and they use the hashtag justice for Han.
Yeah.
In the first trailer for Fast 9, when they reveal that Han's alive, which at my work I saw, I reckon less than a month ago.
Yeah.
I was in the back of a cinema and the trailer played. And when Han appeared, someone was like, yes. And then it comes up a title card that says Justice is Coming.
Yeah.
And then the same guy that went, oh, yeah. But it wasn't put on. He was hadn't seen the trailer and was like, no
Han's
way.
Back.
I think that they are going to tie Hobbs and Shaw back into the Fast and Furious films, which isn't a roll of the dice. But Jason Statham, like Deckard Shaw, will die. But he'll have to die in a way that will be both a heroic sacrifice, but also justice for Han.
Yeah. Like maybe he turns around and he's like, hey, sorry about that. And then he dives into a fireball or whatever, or off a cliff. Who knows?
or is like, Han, hey, you T-bone me into that car.
Yeah.
And then he goes,
come on, payback. Yeah, and then he T-bones him into like a fucking thresher or something.
Yeah. Come on, you owe me one anyway, mate.
I don't know. Just imagining whirring cogs and teeth.
No come back from that, but he'll come back.
Oh, of course he will. Yeah, yeah.
The only other way is if the justice is that
they're friends now.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Deckard Shaw didn't kill Han, but instead hid him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that the events of the previous films, Han was doing something else.
Yep.
But that's another thing. He's just a guy. Well,
so what is Han?
He's just
He's good at driving.
So what if,
But now he's a sniper, so something's happened.
What if Shaw was like, right, I'll pretend you're dead.
Right, oh, mate, I'm going to T-boon you.
Yeah.
Then it's like they T-boon him. And
everyone's going to think I'm a right cunt. Yeah. But I'm actually just a bald, cheery fella.
So like, you know, like how we get the same kind of, again, I haven't seen these.
Yeah.
So we get the same shot, but like now it's third time. Oh my God, it's Shaw. But we get to come back with third shot, same thing, but then it's extended.
It's not sure.
And then he gets out, and then he goes to the car, opens the door, he picks it, he's like, right, people are going to think you're dead, but not, you're working for me and my family. And then he gives him a sniper gun.
Okay,
and he's like, right,
that would
you're
work.
Into this thing now.
That would work because in the phone call, so you see Deckard Shaw kill Han.
Yeah.
And then he pulls out his phone. He's like, righto, Dom, you took something from my family. I've fucking taken something from yours. Is basically what he says.
Yeah. But I can't imagine third thing, gets him out of the car, you're a Shaw now. And then it's like, whoa. Or it's like,
so when Han comes back, it's like, hello, everybody. It's me, Han Shaw.
Or maybe he'll be like, in about 6 years from now, maybe seven or eight, Cypher will return, and he'll just sit down and explain to Han the plots of the previous film.
I can't remember, because Han hasn't been in them for a while, but I think Han has some kind of techy sort of background, so I wouldn't be shocked if it ties into...
So has Cypher been a villain for a while?
No.
The movie you've seen and this one.
Yeah. But the trajectory is, fifth one, the villain is... The Rock.
Yep.
Sixth one, the villain is Luke Evans.
Yep.
Who?
Ashaw.
Yeah, Ashaw. Uh-huh. The seventh one, the villain is Ashaw.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth one, villain is Cypher.
Yeah.
And Ashaw becomes a good guy.
Yeah.
As well as Helen Mirren, who is in this film.
Yeah. And also will be a good guy.
Yeah.
I think Helen Mirren becomes a good guy in Hobbs and Shaw.
No, she's a good guy before that.
I'm pretty sure she's pretty good in eight.
Yeah. So definitely the Shaw family is involved.
Mm.
Something I like, this isn't really like a prediction, it's just very funny, is that we get a scene in the trailer where I'm assuming Jacob drives his car off a cliff and it gets magneted onto the bottom of a jet being flown by Charlize Theron, Cypher. And then later in the film, we see everybody has magnets. And I'm like in their cars, like La Familia does. So does that mean that scene's really early and they're like, the only way to fight magnets is with more magnets?
I would say that's almost 100% a lock, because there is a scene where, is it Ludacris? I can't remember if it's Ludacris or if it's Tyrese. Someone says, Oh, they got magnets now!
Yeah. Jeez. And so it's like...
Shit.
So we're getting magnets. So they're like, they've got magnets. We need magnets.
The best way to fight magnets is magnets.
Yeah. I can't remember if this is in the 8th one, which you have seen, or the 7th one, which you haven't seen. But have you seen the one where they take control of the smart cars?
I think that is in...
And it rains cars from the
car waterfall.
Yeah.
This is reminiscent of that.
It's going to be so damn good.
Truly,
it's going to be beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to watch this with a bigger smile on my face.
Oh, me too. I'm going to be so excited. Here's a question.
Yeah.
And this might seem absurd, but I think it's a worthwhile question. Will Jacob be good by the end? I think that's almost a lot.
Is Jacob bad right now?
Yeah. Well, he's trying to kill Dom.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That Jacob. Well, I'm thinking that's a short for some reason.
No.
That's
Deckard.
It's a Deckard. My lord.
I think it's Owen and Deckard.
Yeah. Oh, right. No. He'll be the new. Like again. Like we've had our differences, but you know, look, you're always going to be La Familia.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the one casting thing that Vin Diesel has been talking about recently that they haven't put in a Fast movie yet? And this person isn't cast, but it's their dream get.
No.
Michael Caine.
Well, yeah.
As his dad?
No, I reckon it'll be Michael Caine as Helen
Papa
Mirren's,
Shaw. Yeah.
Husband.
Yeah. That's an obvious. There's so many people that are really obvious picks, okay? Mm-hmm. Michael Caine. Nicolas Cage, shaved head.
Nah, Nicolas Cage is too weird. He's not sincere enough.
You don't think he'd work?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Same with like a John Travolta.
Yeah, you don't.
Who is very bald though. So
yeah.
What about, look, I know controversial, but what about a Tommy Cruise?
Oh, he is
Jesus
sincere.
Christ.
He is sincere.
He is the most sincere. Him working with Vinny D would be. Have they worked together? I don't know.
I don't think they have, but they should. Where's your car? I don't need a car. And then he just runs.
What if the Mission Impossible series is wrapping up now as well? They're also filming two films back to back to tie up the series.
Yeah.
Because like Hollywood tried that for a while and then they realized that part two was not doing as well. Harry Potter did well and then Hunger Games did shit. But now they started to try it again. Fast and Furious and Mission Impossible doing it. What if those last two films
are actually secretly one big film? Furious Mission Impossible.
If there's like a, is it Ethan Hunt?
Yeah.
There's like an Ethan Hunt cameo in the Fast Furious. Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Good. Shit, piss, and cum.
Oh, yeah. Big shit,
dude,
piss.
Dude, you would do
cum.
A hat trick. A fluid hat trick. Yeah.
There's possible that you hit the quaddy and then do a bit of a spew, too.
I think
are they owned by the same company?
Is it
Universal?
Universal definitely owns Fast and Furious.
Here's the thing. I think for that to happen, all you need to do is get Vinny D and Tommy Cruise in a room together. And Vinny D's going to be like, hey, wouldn't this be cool? And Tom Cruise will be like, yeah. And then it's happening. That's all you need.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, was Vinny D in like Tropic Thunder? I don't know. He feels like he should have been.
He does, but he wasn't.
He was in Saving Private Ryan, which my brain was like, there's no Tom Cruise not in that.
I don't think they know each other. But if we can introduce them, we can make the greatest film of all time.
Not earned by the same studio. Mission Impossible's Paramount.
That's a shame.
Fast and Furious is Universal. But a crossover in Fast and the Furious feels also a lock. What about
Who owns Transformers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's I'm shocking that's not happened. It's shocking the two big car films haven't crossed over.
I still think a Fast and the Furious Transformers film would
be incredible. It'd be beautiful. But also, I love in a way that the Fast and the Furious films are like their own beautiful little thing, you know?
Yeah,
it's doing nice. Whatever it's doing and coming up with whatever ingenious.
They're Paramount, so I guess Ethan Hunt is stealing a Transformer.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Yeah.
Oh.
So the trailers give us a lot in this, but also not a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can kind of put the stuff in chronological order from the trailer, like, based on, like, what Jackson said. Like, the thing with Cypher with the stealing a car with a magnet is probably in the first, like, 30 minutes of the film. And then when they put magnets on their cars, that'll be in the back half of the film, but I don't think it'll be the big action thing.
No. I think the big action thing is going to be in space.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, they're going to space, which is something we all, I think, called personally several years ago.
I don't think it's going to be full space.
No, it won't be full space.
It's going to be just out of the atmosphere.
Out of atmosphere, yeah.
It'll be to, like, stop a rocket or some shit.
Yeah, like Fast X, that's going to be in space.
Yeah, Fast X is in space.
FFX. Oh, no. It's getting weeby in here.
Okay, but let's try and figure out.
Tifa?
Yeah.
That's FF7.
Fuck!
FFX, I think, is
Papa Bavane.
It's Tidus. Tidus, and he's got like a blue surfer sword.
Chocobo?
He's got like.
Chocobo?
That's in all of them. He's got Chocobo? Overalls, but they're shorts.
Chocobo?
Chocobo.
Chocobo?
Chocobo.
Tidus is the main character.
Whew. Yeah.
Here's a theory. Yep. So I don't know where they are at the beginning, right? But we assume that that jet fight is at the beginning.
Imagine if they do call. Sorry, just shut up for a second. Because imagine if they do call Fast and Furious 10 FFX and then Fast and Furious 11 becomes FFX 2.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
Chocobos.
Anyway. Yeah, Chocobos. Anyway, what are you saying? Something good.
Hobbs and Shaw finishes in Polynesia, right?
Mm-hmm.
It finishes in on those cliffs there, which looks really similar to where this film looks like it begins.
Yeah.
So maybe that the Rock cameo isn't at the end.
Maybe
it's at the very beginning, where La Familia are visiting him and his family.
Opens up with the Rock.
Just
everyone like,
whoa, you just went through that. And he's like, yeah, and we get this strange like message. I don't know. What do you think it is? And they're like, damn. And then he's Cypher.
Idris Elba, a literal superhero.
Yeah. We killed him in a valley.
Yeah, yeah. He's dead.
Aww. Yeah, I know. It's sad. But
they beat him up. They beat him up to death.
It rolls. It's a three-way fight against Idris Elba in a valley. It's incredible.
It's raining, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's very wet. And they do it by... It's the power of teamwork and friendship is what saves the day. It's the best.
Ryan Reynolds is in Hobbs and Shaw as well.
Yeah. And I know you hate him, but I like him.
And
why is he in there? Wait, what's it? What is he?
Oh, he's one of Shaw's colleagues.
He's like his social worker, basically.
Yeah, and there's a post-credit scene that also features Ryan Reynolds. So Ryan Reynolds will be in Fast and Furious properly as well.
Yeah.
There's another big cameo in it. Who is it? It's the guy on the plane. Oh, it's Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's also in it.
Well, yeah.
There's random cameos throughout that film, which we might get again.
Yeah, probably. Man.
You know who I want in these?
Who?
Yeah.
Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah. Incredible choice. Eat my dust! Yeah. Danny DeVito in like a dune buggy.
Yeah.
Right? Like for a beach scene.
Yeah.
But he's playing himself.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Imagine him like bald.
Yeah, me too.
It would also be good, and Jackson, this is because of your shirt, and it's made me think of it. John Goodman.
Oh, he would be good.
He'd be a good man
in this.
I think he'd be a good CIA government-y kind of guy.
Kind of like if he ends up being in charge of Kurt Russell's character.
Yeah.
Because they constantly do that in the Fast and Furious films where they just pull back. They're like, oh, this guy you thought was the bad guy, or like this bad guy turned good. Well, it turns out he had a boss.
He's
way nastier.
Absolutely.
I guess you haven't seen Red State, have you?
No.
Yeah, I was like, say, if John Goodman's playing that kind of character.
John Goodman does it all the time.
I can just imagine him slamming his finger down on like a panel and being like, get me Dom Toretto. Like, it's very easy to imagine that.
But anyway, trailers, everything. First of all, Dom's like, welcome back to the movies.
Yeah.
That isn't in the film, but thank you for that trailer, Vin Diesel.
Thank you, Dom. Yeah, it's been hard.
it's been a rough year.
Thanks, heaps, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, the movies.
Yeah.
So magnets pick up a car probably at the start.
Mm-hmm.
You think that it's going to tie into Hobbs and Shaw straight
I think that it's going to, because I'm like, why are they all there?
Yeah.
Why are they all in this island paradise? Mm-hmm. Looks very similar to where Hobbs and Shaw finished.
Uh-huh.
So I think they're there to help them decipher the message they got at the end of the Hobbs and Shaw. And maybe Shaw is there too.
What if the only it's a cameo from The Rock. What if it is basically via a Zoom call?
Oh, very possible.
So it'd be like, hey, La Familia, we got this weird message. Anyway, I'm going to go and be with my kids and everything in here. Bye.
Yeah. I think that's possible. I think a Zoom call's given the current
exactly.
State of the world,
thank you for the movies.
Thanks for the movies. Dwayne looks at and welcome back.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yes. Okay, sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, another thing that the trailer implies, and it's the first trailer that we watched, is that I think the Brian, character played by Paul Wilson, is now actually dead in these movies.
Oh.
Because it has a weird, somber vibe of Vin looking at a photo and being like, live my life a quarter mile at a time. And then also they give the baby the necklace. Mm-hmm. And I think the baby's name is Brian.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Maybe it's like Brian.
Cypher may have crossed the line and killed Brian.
Oh, so they're using like Paul Walker's character is now.
Well, he didn't die when he left the franchise.
Yeah, he drove off.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I know. I've heard again. It's a very emotional touch.
It's a fucked ending to that movie.
I can't wait to watch it and cry.
Yeah.
It sounds absolutely beautiful. Yeah. So they're going to like, they think they're like, all right, so there's a way to kind of like tile that off and be like, oh, there's
because
a line.
Paul Walker's character's, Jordana, I think that's her name.
Yeah.
Her character is in this.
Ah,
so
okay.
It doesn't really make much sense for her to be there because she got involved in this stuff because of Brian.
Yeah.
Jordana might be the actress's name. It doesn't matter.
No, sure.
Names
truly
mean
not.
Nothing.
I'm shocked at half. Sometimes they don't call like Dom Vin.
It's because Dom Toretto is the easiest name in the world to remember. I remember that if I get hit in the head and they're like, what's your name? There's more chance that I say Dom Toretto than Joel Dusha.
You wash up on a desert island under a palm tree, coconut bonks you in the head. They find you, Coast Guard.
What's your name?
Dom Toretto.
You can call me Dommy T.
His Dom is
good.
This is the Fast and the Furious, and you hold up the coconut, the donkey.
Could they also do a thing of like, well, where's Brian? And they're like, oh, he's looking after the kids.
Yeah.
They could. I think that they're going to have to. I feel like that it's going to be hard to write him out of it in a story way where they're like, the world is in danger and Paul Walker is staying in retirement. Yeah. And I think they might have been like enough times past. And because they work so closely with Paul Walker's family and Vin Diesel and Paul Walker were such good friends in real life, I'm sure they would have come to an agreement of being like, what is a tasteful way for us to do this?
It's funny if they're like, what is a tasteful way? And they're like, Cypher shot him in the head.
Yeah. Drop a bomb on his house.
Yeah. Huh. Because that's another thing. But I mean, it's
run him over with a train.
It's never been a problem with the Fast and the Furious franchise before, but everybody has kids at this point. So, she's leaving, what was her name again?
I think Jordana.
When Jordana, let's say, is leaving, she is leaving the kids behind. So it is weird. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what exactly is going on there. But at a certain point.
Or like, where's Brian? Well, someone's got to look after the kids. And
That might be the way they do it. But at a certain point, just because the franchise keeps escalating, at a certain point, it'll be like, it is life or death for the entire universe. And if Paul Walker doesn't come, obviously he can't. He's passed away. But you know what I mean? So they're going to have to figure something out at some point.
No, I don't know. Because you could always just be like, well, someone has to look after the kids.
Yeah.
True. You got to look after your home and that's great.
La Familia, I guess. La Familia.
You go down that angle.
Yeah. Why do we think they got to go to space? What's up there? What's up there again?
A satellite, obviously.
Satellite, yes.
That is... Okay. So you marry two stupid ideas.
Great.
So a satellite and a big magnet.
Oh, yeah.
So with a big magnet in space, so what did that do?
What about this? Holy shit, I think I figured
Jordana's
it out.
The actress's name. Her name's Mia.
What about this? There's two satellites.
Yeah.
And they're on either side of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they both have powerful magnets.
Yes.
And if they're activated.
Yes.
They'll destroy the planet.
Yes.
Or.
Yes.
Turn off all technology.
Or they will do something where they like make earthquakes. Or they'll do something and Cyber or Cypher, she in control.
Mm-hmm.
Because what did she want in the film I have seen?
That is a great question. It's something that I was...
She kidnaps Dom's baby.
She turns Dom against everyone.
Against everyone because...
So that she can, in order to...
car waterfall.
With the end goal of...
because she make Dom so turn against La Familia so that she could. Because then she also has other people working for her.
God's eye?
God's eye.
God's eye to control the cars to...
She needs Dom out of the way because...
because if he's there, he'll stop her from...
Dom is gone so that she can...
Okay, she wants to... Dom also... Here's just a little quick tip from things that happened in the film.
Okay. Yeah.
Dom infiltrates a base in Russia, uses the EMP device to disable the security and disable a nuclear submarine, enabling Cypher to hack it and attempt to use its arsenal to trigger a nuclear war. Okay. So she wants world war. But why? Don't know.
Doesn't matter. Maybe it's not important.
Okay. So she wants a war. Right. So yeah. There you go. Oh, what if? Right. Yeah. Magnets, but only for bombs. Nuclear bomb.
Oh.
Magnets. Using the power of magnets to attract.
Suck the bombs.
And then she control the bomb. And she's like, give me $1 million or I'll turn it off and drop the bombs.
$1 million. You're a cyber terrorist. Just take it from a bank account. Yeah. The banks won't miss it.
I genuinely think it's going to be two satellites on either side of Earth.
I think that's.
I mean, it's crazy, and I have no evidence other than they're going to space.
They've really, really, really emphasized magnets.
But two magnet satellites on either side of Earth, and they fight a punch-on on a satellite. Come on.
What if we have seen, like, you know how, like, the magnets, and they come together and they push apart or whatever. What if we get someone getting, like, shot, like, by the magnet. Like, they're holding something metal.
Yeah.
And they get shot from one satellite to the other.
What about this? This is definitely going to be a scene.
Oh, wait, a car.
Yeah. Driving around the planet.
Yeah.
This is going to be a scene, okay? Uh-huh. This is not as elaborate, but this will definitely be a scene. Somebody is shot. Uh-huh. It's like a fuck moment, right? And then the camera pans around and we see that somebody has a magnet. And they've magneted the bullet just before it impacted, magneted it back.
Or the same kind of scene, but the bullet is stopped and it's like holding in midair because the magnets on either side have just caught it.
It'll be like Dom being if I gotta go, I gotta go. And then... And then,
this might be the Shaw thing, the Deckard and Han, when that's how, like, you know, justice for Han or whatever, but the magnets stop him from getting shot. I don't know how, but I reckon it's going to be in there.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay, so on your basic speculation,
it just says magnet bullet.
Magnets is in the middle. Big thing with magnets.
Yeah.
Magnets vital to plot.
Magnets are so vital to this goddamn plot.
They're integral.
Yeah. So if Cypher wants to just destroy the world, I guess, then why is Jacob on her side? Is it going to be the same thing as a blackmail again?
I think it's more likely to be brainwashing.
Because we thought brainwashing in Fate of the Furious, but turned out to be blackmail.
So
we think brainwashing for real.
This time, I think it's brainwashing for real.
Could it be a bit of a sleeper agent and actually working for La Familia the whole time?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. Full flip.
Yeah. What if he's infiltrated to try and get the super serum so that then the whole La Familia can get the super serum?
Okay.
So...
maybe.
Also, the song... Okay, here's a wild speculation. The song in the trailer mentions Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Hint?
Whoa. Yeah. What about if he just is evil?
That's also true.
Why can he catch cars?
Mm.
Is it because he's in a Fast and the Furious movie, or is it something more than that? Is it the super soldier thing again?
Here's what I think.
Winter Soldier?
If he was a super soldier, the trailer would have said. I reckon.
Well, because the trailer, Fast and Furious movies are long, and that's something that the world often remembers or forgets, depends, I guess. They're long movies. They're usually like pushing 2.5 hours. The trailer gives you a lot of information, but I don't think it actually is giving you a lot of information.
Yeah. Also, thinking about it now, Jacob is often surrounded by goons with guns.
Yeah.
So maybe, what
is
about?
Fucking the Rock again?
Is he the law?
Yeah, is he the law?
Maybe, but also apparently he's a master thief / assassin. Yeah. So I don't know.
And also it can't be brainwashing because Dom's like, little brother, I will bash you, basically.
True. Well, maybe it's the kind of thing where Jacob's just been stewing in his hatred and anger for Dom this whole time, and Cypher's just capitalizing on
it. You know what? Not brainwashing. Put it on your BS bingo card.
It won't be... I think it's going to be nothing elaborate. No chips in the brain.
No.
No brainwashing.
Because you also get Cypher's dialogue where she's like...
You've been living in...
But can you kill him?
Yeah.
And he's like, you're goddamn right.
Yeah.
So...
yeah.
Okay. Have we ever met...
we have not met Dom's parents.
Dom's parents.
No.
Is what? Okay. Sorry.
I don't know if there is a chance that he is an orphan.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
So is it going to be like...
going to have to watch all the Fast and Furious movies.
Me too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. This made me, again, nothing makes me want to watch more Fast and the Furious than talking about Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
So what if... Yeah. So Jacob isn't actually like blood La Familia, but like orphan La Familia.
Could be.
What if there's a scene, open the film, orphanage?
Yeah.
1962.
Sort of similar.
It could honestly be 1920, and I'm like, Fast and Furious, that's
what video game series you love, Naughty Dog, Adventure.
Uncharted.
How they open with an orphanage, and it's him and his little brother or whatever. What about something similar to that?
What if it is just that? Sully cameo. Put it on the BS card.
Okay.
BS card? BS bingo card.
What if it is that? Okay, put this on your bingo card. The opening is just the opening for Uncharted. Okay.
The PS4.
Four cuts. Yes.
But yeah, like, what if we get something like that where it's like, we be a bit of who do we think, or who would be a good young Dom Toretto?
I reckon they'll be children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not CGI Vinny D.
Well, if they go
Vinny D like a teenager. What about Vinny D with hair?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. If they make it children, do you reckon they'll make Dom bald?
Oh,
still?
My God. I won't know who it is.
Yeah, I just won't.
I'll be lost. I'll be like, who are these kids?
Oh, here's another wild baseless speculation that I'm basing solely on the trailers we watched.
Yeah.
There's two Kanye songs across three trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West cameo.
Oh!
Cardi B is confirmed in a cameo role.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, yeah.
As Cardi B or as...
No, as a character. They've done it a bunch before. Like, I mean, Gal Gadot, we've already discussed, but Ronda Rousey's in six.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can imagine Kanye as like part of the concert scene that a lot of them have.
Yeah.
You know, where there's cars and people dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do we think this is part one of a trilogy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they're going to get Charlize at the end, surely.
Oh, no.
No. Unless the... I don't think this is part two of a trilogy because it's kind of confusing because if you say standalone, well, if you're like, it's a trilogy to end a thing, unless I'm misremembering and eight was the first one in the trilogy, but I don't think so because Cypher is in that. But
That's what true.
If we find that, again, the curtain's pulled back and oh no, it's Cypher's boss.
That's possible. I think this is a baseless speculation for the trilogy, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one, say this is part two of the trilogy, okay? This one, Cypher turns good. We get the reveal of Cypher's boss. We also get Michael Caine cameo.
Uh-huh.
Shaw's somehow bad guys again. And then to wrap things up, because you can't, if they want to make it nice and neat, like a little, you know, back to the start, the Shaws, at a certain point, got to be bad again. Okay? So
but
I reckon.
If they're going right back to the start.
Yeah.
Surely huge speculation. Mm-hmm. The series will end with a drag race.
Quarter
mile.
Question. Yeah.
They almost get hit by a train again, like the first one.
So Dom has a kid, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guess what the kid's name is?
Is it also Dom Jr.?
Damn.
It's the other obvious name.
Brian?
Yes.
Yeah. So what if? Okay.
Oh, yeah, because, remember in 8, the kid's named Brian, but also mum gets shot in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what, okay. So again, to close off the series, the end of the series, we get like, you know, whatever happens in the big trilogy,
kid is actually Brian from the past.
So, look, if you chuck time. No, that's another question. So, it ends, right? So, the end, face of black, and then we get like 20 years later.
Yes.
And then we're getting like, it's Brian, but like Dom Toretto Brian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Brian Toretto in like a futuristic drag race.
And Brian and Mia. So, Brian. Mm. So, Mia Toretto.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because we didn't establish it, but the person I was calling Jordana this whole time, that's the actress's name.
Yep, so it's Mia.
Mia Toretto, Brian married Dom's sister.
Yeah,
okay.
So, that's why Mia's. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because Mia's back because Jacob's also her brother.
Yeah.
Family affair.
So, therefore, Brian is like, he's looking after the kids.
Yeah.
So then, series will end basically like almost a shot for shot remake of the first one where like they're doing it, but it's a future and you get future cars.
They're like, we gotta like, go steal some Blu-rays.
Gotta go steal some future Blu-rays.
Yeah, that's the, we gotta steal 5K. Some HD DVDs.
We're gonna steal some 5K VHS tapes.
I think that's possible. And I hope that this returns to the street racing roots. And not as part of the film, because I don't want to see that. I hope it makes at least allusion to it in some way.
Yes. So as I said, what about the idea of time travel?
I don't think time travel...
Do you think time travel would be out of place in this film?
The only way they could do that, and it makes... Because there's nothing that time travel will fix that's happened.
Okay.
Because characters that have died have already come back.
Yeah.
Lottie got shot with a missile, I think, and just hit her head.
Yeah.
And then was dragged to safety by...
Another missile.
No, it was the Owen Shaw.
If they add time travel...
Uh-huh.
It won't be real time travel. It'll have to be like a...
Car time travel.
Yeah, like...
It'll be like, we've made a car so fast that time something slight...
Yeah, I don't think they'll be like going back to the past, but I can imagine a thing where...
It almost is like teleportation, right? Yeah. So it's kind of like, say, like the days that you pass where it's like Quicksilver running and doing stuff, but it's a car.
Yeah.
Well, everything is slow motion. This car is like...
For some reason, I was imagining, and I don't know why, and I don't know, this isn't even a scene. No, put it on your card. Somebody pulls out a gun, shoots, bullet, slow-mo, hits somebody, just you see it impact on their shirt, right? Doesn't go in yet. And then somebody starts just revving a car. And as they rev so hard that time goes backwards and the bullet goes back into the gun. I guess kind of Tenet style. That's the only way I can see time travel going. And because I can't imagine them. It's like everything's been grounded within a certain reality so far.
Yeah.
But also, two more movies, and who knows?
Well, I mean, so a couple of things that have kind of almost broken the Fast and Furious, I guess, like internal logic is Dom Toretto saying, that's the thing about a street fight.
The street always wins.
And then he stomps on a multi-level car park and it collapses.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, it's already been hit with like rockets
said
and
that
stuff.
Rules.
Yeah.
And then there's also the catching people with cars thing, which they do a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They use the bonnet and the boot like it's like a mattress.
Yeah.
People get thrown from things at high speeds and get caught with cars all the time.
Yeah. But also it's still like everyone's tough. That's all it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like, yeah, but we'll see.
Cars could be soft in the Fast and Furious universe.
I'm so willing for them in this movie for them to go a little bit to space, and then in the next movie to go full to space.
Full space.
And then when they go full space, black holes, time travel. But they got to get there. You got to ease your way
in. The only reason I think time travel is off the cards at the moment is there is no use for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, fair. I forgot about black holes in space.
Things that we will get before time travel.
Oh, my God. Moon.
Yeah, moon's possible. Robots, clones. The fact that there's been no...
Dom v. Dom!
The fact that there's been no clones in the Fast and the Furious franchise is actually kind of crazy. 9 films.
No, not
10
a single
films,
clone.
And not one clone.
Yeah, not one goddamn
barely a robot clone. Man. You know? So I think that's... Put clones on your card, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine, like, Dom v. Dom. It's like, oh, my God, it's my clone. He punches him, and then it's a metal face.
Oh.
So Hobbs and Shaw cameo, we didn't explicitly say, but chuck it on your BS.
Yeah.
Bingo card.
Your BSC.
Yeah, your BSBC.
Yeah.
And so we think Magnet at the start pick up the car. Mm-hmm. Then you also think they're in Polynesia.
I think they're in Polynesia.
Okay, so that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A Zoom call from The Rock.
Okay,
a Zoom call from The Rock.
That's what I reckon.
Put it on the
happen.
Card.
Put it on the card. Yeah.
BSBC.
Yep.
Then they're going to have to realize the Cypher's involved. And presumably when they go back to the city, that's probably where the big Magnet fight. Mm. Oh, not the Magnet fight. That's probably where the truck thing
happens. Yeah, true.
And they're going to be like, oh my God, Jacob is behind something.
They fall into a pit of water at some point. Yeah.
Dom's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Then
we're in uncharted territory.
Yeah. The third act is...
Dom, no.
At some point they go to space.
Yeah. Which, satellites for sure.
Satellites are a lot.
It's almost going to be like a Moonraker situation.
Yeah. Where there's
a satellite... Well, Diamonds Are Forever. I can't remember which one it is, but there's a satellite that's going to shoot in like laser and
It's going to do like magnets, and either something's going to happen, or like is either going to like get all the nuclear missiles to like magnet to the... And then she's going to drop them. Or it's going to be like, with these magnets, we will just like fuck up like the center of the Earth and it'll move
when
out
you said
orbit.
Earth earthquakes. I mean, that gives so much room for like
car stuff shifting,
buildings are collapsing.
Yeah.
I mean, they drove on ice to fight a submarine.
Yeah. So
driving through a falling building.
Yeah. Which I think something similar maybe happens in the... Look, anything's possible. That's the trick of the Fast and the Furious
franchise.
I want
to drive through a train.
Yeah, not enough trains. God. There's been a train in, I think, 4? That's it.
There's a train in the first one, because when they do the drag race, it's across a train line.
Mm. Yeah, well, really hopefully more trains.
About getting hit by trains.
Yeah.
Mm. So,
either way, I'm going to piss and shit and come watching this movie.
Yeah. The magic of every Fast and Furious film is when you start talking about Fast and Furious, then you want to rewatch all the Fast and Furious films.
Yeah.
Some of them I've only seen once.
Yeah.
Some of them I may not have even seen at all.
Whoa.
Or I don't think I've seen Fast and the Furious 4 or Fast and Furious.
I know I've seen them all, but I'll watch them all again.
Yeah.
I have not.
Yeah. And as you're heading to the back of the cinema with your pristine BSBC and you're placing it in the bin.
Smells like printer paper. It's warm still.
You
printed it off in the car, I guess.
For the seventh week in a row, you haven't taken the lid off your pen.
Yeah.
And you whisper to yourself, the BS boys have fucked me again.
Yeah.
Just remember, we'll always be here. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we, well, we've been the BS boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes. And if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com. And to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.